This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Going to devote much of the show today to what's going on in this country in terms of people's thinking. Big Al is starting to go a little crazy because he doesn't understand the motives behind what people are doing. Going to wrap up the show with a gentleman who's going to talk about this very effectively, and we're going to start the show with our old friend Dr. John Huber, who is going to describe exactly what's going on in people's minds. John, and why that's happening. John, I got a question for you. My problem with what's going on is this. A headline that I used yesterday in recording the show was Donald Trump signs executive order banning the dissolution, the separation, the breaking up of families of illegal immigrants. People don't believe that he did that. I was involved in a discussion recently, and the woman we were talking with just looked me straight in the eye and said, I don't believe it. He's an asshole. Why do people take that tact when the facts seem to point differently? I don't understand, John. You're on, bud.
Well, what happens a lot of times is we talk about emotionally laden content. And when we do that and we get upset emotionally, our brain slips into what we used to call fight or flight mechanism for, you know, when you get the butterflies and things like that and you're being attacked by a bear physically. Emotionally, when we start getting emotional, our brain shifts into that same thing, and the blood flow leaves the executive centers of the brain, the frontal cortex, and it just gives it enough to keep it alive, but not to function properly. But it floods, the blood flow floods the limbic system where all our emotions are, and it feeds that emotion center with food and oxygen, and those emotions then just take over how we respond. And it's a ploy. If you've ever been in debate or, you know, you listen to any of our political pundits, if they lose the battle on facts, the trick is they want to get you upset so that you stop responding with data that they can't beat. They get you reacting emotionally, and then they've got control of you. And even their pundits, they can control their pundits by getting them emotionally upset. Then it doesn't matter what facts anybody gives them. You're not getting them in your executive function, your frontal lobe, and you're not analyzing them and making a rational decision based on real data. You're still responding off of emotions. And it gets to a point where we're so stimulus response conditioned to, for example, the president's name, that you are immediately in that fight or flight mechanism. And you're not thinking, speaking, talking rationally, period. And you don't have a choice.
You made a really interesting comment, Joe. And your comment was, when somebody even mentions the name Donald Trump, some people immediately go into the fight or flight mode. That's pretty scary when you're controlling such a large portion of our society in that way.
Well, it goes back to Pavlov's ringing the bell and the dog salivating. You hear something enough times, and your body, it takes the path of least resistance, and you're that dog salivating. Only it's anger and frustration and hatred, and you don't respond rationally at that point. And it can cause people to have car accidents and ruin dinners and lose friends and lots of things that, you know, could escalate from that aren't very pleasant to talk about.
Don't you find it interesting that it would appear that one side of the political aisle is using that tact to gain their means?
I do, and it's, it's been used off and on throughout history in local elections, historically, countries against other countries. You can go back and look at what Adolf Hitler did to get Germany against the Jewish population. It's doing the exact same thing. Get people to think irrationally and go against what the actual data and evidence shows just to gain control of that country and those people. And, you know, it can be a very powerful thing, and it's not very healthy.
John, I got to ask you a question right now. I'm not a psychologist, okay? I'm a political junkie, and I'm a guy who really enjoys watching what's going on, but I'm not watching what's going on right now at all, not in the slightest. I find it to be terrifying. I go to downtown Bellingham, as I've said numerous times in the past on this show, and it, if you even bring up the name on the street, Donald Trump, if you wear an Wear America great hat in downtown Bellingham, you're guaranteed to get accosted. I find that, John, to be terrifying, that someone is using those very effective techniques to control such a large segment of the population. Any comments on
that? If you think about Donald Trump, I mean, this is a man who's been in the media spotlight since the mid-70s, maybe a few years before then even. And he has had his own television show. He knows how to work media. And the other side to that is, if Donald Trump was all these things that he's being claimed to be, the media would have shut him down decades ago. They would have. Barbara Walters would have slammed him. You know, Oprah would have never had him on her show. All these different things. So we know from a rational standpoint that these evil things they say about this person, you know, people talk, locker room talk. I'm not telling you what he said was appropriate, but we don't know it. Nobody's ever been able to come forward. In fact, there have been organizations that offered up to $100,000 or $800,000 if somebody would come forward with saying this man did those actions to him, and nobody has come
This woman in this case, okay. Well, I find that interesting. I find it interesting, John, that the argument, the political discourse right now that's going on has gotten to the point where it is simply not rational. I mean, you know, you look at the facts. Number one, we're progressing along a peaceful path with North Korea. Yeah. I mentioned that in a conversation I had last night, and the person who we were talking to said, what's he done? All he did was meet me with a guy. He hasn't done anything. How can you take an action like occurred between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un and say that he hasn't done anything? And that's like saying Kim Jong-un hasn't done anything either. How do you make any sense of that, John?
It goes back to that fight or flight mechanism, and they're not thinking rationally. This president we have now is the first president in decades to actually sit down and have open discourse and sit across the table from a North Korean leader. Period. Wasn't it 40 years, 50 years since we've done that?
Right.
And he's got them to shut down, open up their borders, allow people in to start this discourse. That is significant. And anybody who says it's not, I mean, remember everybody 6 weeks before was saying, if he talks with that man, we're in nuclear war. It's over. The world's over. It's done. And that's not what's happened. They said, hey, he tweets these bad things about this guy. Well, you know, Trump is not a dumb person. I work in prisons. I was in court yesterday. I work with bad people. They don't understand nice. Nice is weakness to them. You have to be the bully back to them, and then they go, oh, okay, wait a minute, this guy, I don't really want to have a fight with him, so let's sit down at the table and talk about it. And he played Kim Jong-un very well, correctly, and now the guy has a discourse with us. And we didn't have that for 30 years. So we're actually in a much better political situation with them. Now everybody's going off on the tariffs with China. Well, the reality of it is we've been paying out the nose to China, and we haven't been getting much back in return for it. And look at what happened to the steel industry, and he's bringing those jobs back. This is actually being beneficial. Our GDP is up over 4%. We had the last administration said we got to get used to 1% GDP. That's the new America. You know, tough it out. No more manufacturing jobs are coming to the United States. This guy is getting things done, and both parties don't like it because the American people as a whole, I believe, are seeing that this president is trying to help the people, not corporations, not the politicians, and we're getting away. We're having somebody showing us that we've been led by a leadership class, and the rest of us really don't matter.
Dr. John Huber, thank you so much, John. Appreciate it, man.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Dr. John Huber really makes a lot of sense. He has done more to straighten my head out when it comes to political thoughts than almost anybody in the world, other than the guest that I have right now, Chris Temple. We're going to devote a couple of segments right now to Chris. For all of you new listeners who are listening to us on the radio around primarily the Southeast and the Southwest and the Central States, Chris is the founder of a publication that I think the world of. It's called The National Investor. I have known Chris Temple for upwards of 10 years, going on over 10 years, I actually have to say. And I highly, highly recommend The National Investor. Not a sales pitch, but it is a real, real educational tool. Chris, take 30 seconds. Tell us about your publication.
Well, I usually use, Al, an overview of what's going on in the world, the economy, geopolitical world, politics, and so forth, to give people an understandable and sometimes kind of an edgy portrayal of what is going on in our world, and then investment strategies to capitalize on that, both as far as the broad market sectors and segments are concerned, as well as individual companies, and especially companies that nobody else is covering. So if anybody wants more information, just go to nationalinvestor.com and you can get that.
You can also just contact Chris through our blog. We have a very active blog on the website. Just simply go to our website, which is www.kereport.com. Typically get as many as 400 comments on weekends. Anyhow, having said that, we're going to talk politics. I want to start out, I want to talk a little bit about, number one, I want to talk about the upcoming meeting between President Putin and President Trump. Chris, you're on, bud. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things to me, Al, and you know I've said this, and for new listeners, I'll say it again. I am neither a Trump supporter nor one of these never-Trumpers that suffer from Trump derangement system and get hysterical even at the mention of the man's name. I'm a scorekeeper, just like Paul Craig Roberts, the former Reagan Treasury official, says. If I think he's doing something good, I'll say it. If I think he's all wet or doing something dangerous, I'll say that too, because I'm not worried about parties or Trump or anybody. I'm worried about issues and about what's right and wrong for America and for people. That said, to me, one of the strongest reasons to support Donald Trump when he ran for president was because he never shrank from calling out both Democrat and Republican predecessors of his for pretty much being there and either actively or passively sitting in the White House and being responsible for every country that this country has touched for years, for screwing it up, for destabilizing it, for overthrowing it, and what have you. Where Russia is concerned, candidate Donald Trump made no secret of the fact that he thought it was a terrible mistake that the United States would be at enmity with Russia, that we had a lot of common ground in the world, that we both could be allies to Europe, that, and frankly, when it came to the Middle East, Trump, while he was properly critical of his predecessors for, under the Obama administration, destroying Libya, trying real hard to destroy Syria, he was very complimentary of President Putin and Russia for basically going in and cleaning up the mess we created. And his attitude was, God bless him. Mm-hmm. Well, then we end up with President Trump. And President Trump, in some respects, has been neutered or swayed by the deep state, by the military-industrial complex that wants enmity with the rest of the world, because that's how they perpetuate their intrigues and their bloated budgets and all the rest of this stuff. So now we're at a place where even though Donald Trump personally, if left to his own devices, would have a better relationship with Russia on behalf of the U.S., we've had some very close calls in Syria between NATO troops, even U.S. troops directly, and Russian troops. We've got all kinds of trouble spots. So we're in a place now where I am very curious to see exactly what happens with this meeting coming up. You've got, as I wrote on my website, for those that want to visit there and look at my comments about the Iran nuclear deal and Trump being convinced to pull out of that, look at what the attitude of Europe is right now. We have got some of the deepest fissures now being created between the U.S. and Europe than we've had in a long time. This has pushed Europe more in Russia's orbit. Several European leaders have been very blunt about how they think, especially for themselves being neighbors, that it's a mistake to be enemies with Russia. And so I'm really curious to see what the president is going to have to say to Putin. I think he wants a friendship, but his agenda when he goes in there, I fear, is doomed from the get-go, beyond shaking hands and at least the two of them trying to get together personally, because particularly those that control him have got such contradictory aims. I mean, imagine just one of many things I could name, Al. We want Russia to pump more oil to take the place of Iranian oil that theoretically, come November, won't be available, so that it keeps global prices down and helps our economy. Yet at the same time, we've got the nerve to say to Europe, don't buy more gas from Russia. Wait for us to develop our natural gas and LNG exports and buy it from us. So if I'm Russia, I'm saying, what am I, a sucker? Am I like that old Looney Tunes cartoon where I'm a Bugs Bunny and all of a sudden I turn to sucker, a lollipop? So, I think the two of them personally would get along great if they were able to run the show. Unfortunately, in the case of Trump, he does not run the show. I'm hopeful, but very guarded optimism, and I'm frankly more pessimistic that anything good is going to come out of this, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I got to take the other side of the coin, Chris, and the reason I'm doing that is, being a real political junkie, I think that they have similar personalities in a sense. They're both definitely rebels. They are both way, way out of the mainstream. Think what you want. I mean, a lot of people are saying, and I would probably say that, Vladimir Putin has done some really, really evil things. I'm going to disregard that, and I'm just going to say, let's look at Russia. Let's look at where Russia is today. Let's look at where the United States is today. And I want to talk about that just for a second. The interestingly enough, the Atlanta Fed GDP Now site basically is looking at potentially a 4.5% GDP growth rate in the United States right around the corner. And if that in fact happens, if it comes in at 4.5%, I have to tell you, nobody is going to be able to say that Trump screwed up in terms of the economy in the United States. We're going to take a real quick break here shortly, ladies and gentlemen, for a commercial on all those great stations out there that carry our show. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about international trade. We're going to talk a little bit about immigration, which happens to be one of my hot buttons. And we're going to talk a little bit about what potentially could happen, let's say, in the next couple of months vis-a-vis relationships between the United States and other countries. What I'm seeing coming out of Europe right now, by the way, is I'm seeing apparently quite a bit more agreement on the part of the Europeans in terms of immigration, other countries overrunning their countries. Just look at what Italy is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Chris Temple of the National Investor.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Chris Temple. You know, Chris, in the last segment, we focused pretty much on the potentialities of the upcoming meeting here shortly between President Putin and President Trump. But I want to talk about in this segment is I want to talk a more varied subject than just a singular subject like that. I want to talk a little bit, number one, about the economy. It would appear that the economy is doing very, very well right now, regardless of what's happening in the stock market. The Atlanta Fed projections are that we're going to see an increase in GDP by about 4.5%. If it's anywhere near 4.5%, I got to tell you, Donald Trump's going to look like a hero. What do you think about that?
Well, to people who voted for him and people in the business world or the financial markets, he already is a hero. And you've got to ask yourself what is bringing about this 4 to 5% growth rate that we're going to have for the second quarter, number one. Number two, is it sustainable? The big picture is I do not believe it is sustainable. And that is because when you look at the residue of the positive effects of quantitative easing, which finally have had traction in the Main Street economy outside of the financial markets, that's only going to go so far with the Fed going in the other direction. That's number one. Number two, you need to keep in mind that much of the good times this year have been made possible by last year's tax legislation, which was very front-loaded, number one, so most of the benefits are being felt right now. Number two, it's going to massively, massively increase the budget deficit in the out years. We're going to be back to $1 trillion annualized deficits. In fact, this current fiscal year, we may come close to that. And Al, that's at a time when everything is supposedly wonderful and hitting on all cylinders. So if things slow down, what kind of a deficit are we going to have? So, you know, this is the idea of borrowing your way to prosperity. in the big picture to me is that this is all not going to be sustainable. I will give the president credit, however, beyond those things, for really doing away with a lot of needless and duplicitous and duplicative regulations that were stifling business and stifling growth. That's all legitimate. That all has helped business sentiment and business startups and the rest of it. But for anybody who believes that the rebound that we are indeed having in the second quarter as far as the nominal GDP figures, that this is something that's going to be around for quite a while, you're going to be disappointed.
I don't know. I think that the tax legislation was one of the positive impacts, at least initially, certainly, as you said yourself, had a positive impact on the economy. I think that's going to probably continue. I'm a little bit more optimistic than you are, Chris, but let's talk a little bit about another topic, and that is the trade wars. The United States has been, for a long, long time, consistently being, I would say, taken advantage of by the Chinese, yes, the Canadians to an extent, and other people. Many Democrats are feeling right now, I guess I should change that word Democrat to progressive. Many progressives are saying right now that we have thrown our allies under the bus. I disagree. I think that our allies in the past have thrown us under the bus primarily for their own advantage. Been very, very effective for the Chinese, Chris.
Well, you know, as the president himself has said more than once in railing against the trade deficit and the rest of these things, Al, he doesn't necessarily blame our trading partners because people in this country let him get away with it.
Of course, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, including his predecessors. So, you know, let's all take that in context. My belief is this, that the president, while he has certainly good gut instincts most of the time, and seems to understand symptoms of problems, I sometimes question the extent to which he understands the underlying problem. We and I talked about this a little bit on last weekend's show. I think as far as the whole trade thing is concerned, if Donald Trump personally has his way and no other influences or agendas are involved, this all will probably end well. That from a position of superior strength, a better economy, better and deeper financial markets and all the rest, you know, and King Dollar again recently in the currency markets, he will be able to get good deals. And in the end, Al, we will have a world where you have much lower tariffs everywhere, more so in places that have got higher ones than we do. And in that sense, it is unfair. And he'll be a hero if that happens. The problem is, as I talked also last week and with Corey this past week during the weekday show, there are people around him who want to really do some serious damage to the ascendance specifically of China as both an economic and a geopolitical power. And that's playing with dynamite. Because if things go to the logical conclusion, and, you know, they weren't looking very good in recent days with some of the rhetoric and some of the plans being made for a longer, drawn-out trade war, you cause a debt crisis in China, and their stock market, which is already in a bear market from its peak early this year, gets worse. We do not escape from that unscathed. And sometimes I wonder if the president understands that.
Well, we don't escape from that unscathed, as you said, end quote, but I have to say that I'm not sure in the long run that correction would necessarily be a bad thing, in the sense that you have to look at the way the world is going, you have to look at the way the United States has gone. I mean, I have to say the tariffs have been absolutely in the past, thanks to the previous presidents, they have really hurt our country. Look at U.S. manufacturing, it's in the toilet. Look, I mean, people can say that unemployment is great right now. Unemployment right now is at a fairly low level, but you have to keep in mind underemployment is a very, very large factor in that, as is also another very important element of the calculation, which basically at this point discounts people that are simply quit looking for work. I mean, if you think unemployment is really not an issue right now, all you have to do is drive through Seattle, Washington, and yes, even Bellingham, Washington. There is a huge amount of vagrancy, a huge amount of unemployment, a huge amount of begging. This has to stop, and I think that to a large extent, in the long run, if we continue on with what the president is doing, I think it'll be a good thing because I think that'll get a lot of people off street corners, which right now, Chris, is a major problem.
Well, I think that some of that will happen, but again, you have to ask yourself what's sustainable, what is organic growth, what is legitimate, and what has been fueled either by the central bank previously or now by running the deficit up to its highest level in a very long time. You know, I don't believe that as a nation we can borrow our way to prosperity. There have been many presidents who have claimed we will do that, and every time you turn around, we have a higher national debt, lower standards of living for the middle class, less jobs for Americans, etc. Is Trump improving some of this at the margins? Yes, I believe he is also. But he's operating with a deck that was stacked against him the day he walked into the White House. And for all of his good intentions, all of his good rhetoric, all of his correctly identifying a lot of the symptoms of problems in trade, in finance, in our business environment, and immigration, and the rest of it, you know, things were so far gone already that I don't think that by working with the spendthrifts in Congress and driving America farther into debt, he's going to solve these things longer term. Looks good now, but it won't stay that way.
Well, it does look good now, but it has to stay that way, in my opinion, and I'll tell you why. I would like to see Maxine Waters, you know, my favorite cowboy hat-wearing politician, I would like to see her drive through Seattle, look at the huge amount of people living in tent cities, look at the tremendous amount of vagrancy, i.e. same thing, look at the huge amount of begging going on, and then drive up here to little Bellingham, Washington, liberal town USA here in America, and I have to tell you, there is the amount of people living on the street, the amount of people who are absolutely destitute is frightening to me, and I'd have to say my opinion about Trump is because of all of the things that we have talked about, I think under his presidency we have a better shot at clearing that up. Mr. T, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
To GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics with Jacob. You know, Jacob has some really interesting ideas that really resonated with me. The reason they really resonated with me is because there is such a sense of doom and gloom in the United States right now, because we are in a civil war. I mean, anybody who doesn't think, at least politically, that we are, is absolutely crazy, in my opinion. What I want to try and nail Jacob down on here, I guess not take out the word try. I've been known to try, but I also succeed. Because I got the microphone. Jacob, my concern isn't necessarily for the politicians. That'll take care of itself. My concern is for people like myself and our listeners. How can we get the doom and gloom attitude out of our systems, out of our mental framework that the politicians are laying on us right now with all of the fake news that's out there? Any ideas?
Yeah, fantastic. And thanks for having me on your program. Look, the first thing I want to make very clear to the listeners and yourself is who you spend time with is who you become. So in my book, I have a chapter that talks about your entourage. It's really, really important to talk to and be around really positive, inspiring people, because we become a product of our environment. So the first thing that we have to do is to really make sure that the people that we spend time with are inspiring us and positive around us. Otherwise, they're going to take us down. You oscillate between positivity and negativity. So a couple of things. Number one, have a look at your entourage. Have a look at the top five people that you spend the most time with. Engage whether they inspire you or drain you.
Yeah. Easier said than done. That, you know, I don't know if you have ever read any of the books that I'm involved in right now, but I've been reading a lot of self-improvement books ever since I was, I have to say, in my mid-30s. And what Jordan Peterson is saying right now, he's kind of the guru, internationally famous guru in the area, I would have to say, of how to live life, is he's saying exactly the same thing. Be careful who you associate with. And I'd like you to elaborate on that for me, Jacob. Thanks.
With pleasure. Look, I have a quote that I use, which is, if you sleep with dogs, you will catch fleas. And basically what that means is, you know, there's a reason why troublemakers who look for trouble find it. It's the same reason why successful people who look for success find it. So to elaborate on it, this is have a look of the people around you on what they're doing to make you better. See, people are very, in today's world, people are very, very quick and people are very prompt in bringing other people down because they're jealous and they don't want other people to be better than them. So you have to make sure that your circle of influence and your entourage of people around you are so inspiring, because this quote that I use, where we rise by lifting others, is that when I meet people and when I read in conferences to people and when I'm on stage, the thing that I want to do is I want to lift people up and lift their soul up. So we rise by lifting others. Now, it is a hard thing to do, and it's why so many people out there cannot change their life, because basically who you spend time with is who you become.
You know, one thing I noticed, I started on a life-changing quest, which I was very successful at, by the way, going back to when I was probably, oh, I guess 32, 33 years old. You know, I started out with Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. I went on to Dale Carnegie and many others. And one thing that I realized is I did noticeably begin to make the changes because I was so inspired to do that. I noticeably started to make those changes. And I got to tell you, some of my old friends didn't want any part of that, and that hurt. And that actually, if I didn't realize the truth in what you're saying, that would have prevented any success that I had, and I've had a fair amount of success since then. Amen to what you say. What else you want to talk about? Anything else here in this particular segment about
how? I do.
Yeah, go for it, man.
I do. Look, one thing I want to talk about as well is education. So it's really, really important. You know, I love how you said you've been on the journey of self-help and learning about the best you can. You have to be educating yourself because no one is going to do it for you. So I'd like to talk about things like books, seminars, mentors. You need to look at least every day. Mm-hmm. You have to do something that makes you better than what you were yesterday. And I have a quote that I use, which is, just be better today than what you were yesterday. So if you do that every day, you think for 365 days of the year, you do one thing better than what you did yesterday, by the end of the year, you are 365 times better than what you were at the beginning of the year. So you just do, all I'm asking your audience is this, just do one thing better every day to be a person, just one thing better, and you watch the growth in where you become.
You know, I got to tell you, amen to that. And the reason I say that is because I was on that quest. I knew that I would never be particularly successful if I didn't change some habits, if I didn't change some pessimistic attitudes that I had. And you know what? I did one thing better for a long time, and thank God it paid off, for lack of better terms. But I don't want to talk really about me here other than to say one thing. I've just about given up on reading the newspapers, as many of my friends around here have. You know, and looking at some of the conventional media, for lack of better terms, because we've got a lot of lies out there. There is a very serious civil war going on. How do you deal with those lies, Jacob?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. You have to teach yourself to shut it out. You know, your subconscious mind is taking things in all the time. So one thing I teach my mentor reads, for example, is do not watch the news. Do not read the negative newspapers. Choose what you read. Choose what you let into your subconscious mind, because what happens is if you let poison in, you're going to become poisonous. So, and it is a hard thing to do. Like, I'm not saying to your listeners this is easy. This is very, very hard what I'm talking about. And it's a step that not a lot of people can do. So what you have to do, you have to make sure that you have a ritual daily, a daily ritual that you undertake that makes you so much better. So my daily ritual is things like meditation, it's things like reading, it's things that like talking to my mentor. So as long as you have rituals in place and your discipline of sticking to those rituals, no one can take you where you don't want to go.
I'd like you to elaborate on that, if you would. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. We're down to about 3 minutes here. Tell me what you mean by have daily rituals, and put some, you know, put some time constraints in there, if you would, Jake.
Yeah, sure. So daily rituals, for example, means I start my day in the morning with meditation, watching a 3-minute motivational video, calling my mentor when I'm having a bad time. There's certain tools that I use that when I feel I'm getting negative, when I feel I'm around people that aren't positive, I tap into those rituals, those tools that enrich my life. So it's like eating healthy food. You've got to say, at least today I've got to eat my greens. At least tomorrow I've got to eat my vegetables. You've got to have rituals in place that makes you a richer person.
You know, I got to tell you, that is such a true fact. And I have to say, I have to wonder why people don't just do that, because the results are pretty obvious pretty quickly. Why do people steer away from that? Just because they're not aware or what?
Yeah, a great question. You don't know what
it
you don't know.
It is an interesting question,
you know. Yeah, and it's conditioning, one word, conditioning. So it's how you're conditioned. And if you grew up in a household that conditioned you around negativity, you think that's 40 years. If you're 40 years old, that's 40 years in your blood, in your veins, in your DNA. It's a habitual, and humans are habitual. They'll park in the same spot at the shopping center. They'll sit at the same seat in their favorite restaurant. You have to break conditioning. Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got.
Isn't that the truth? No question about that. And I'm assuming, Jacob, that you handle all of this in your book. Let me give you an opportunity here that I think will help our listeners, selfishly speaking. And that is, we've got a minute left, only a minute. Tell us quickly why they should read your book.
Yeah, look, I mean, look at the title. The title's called Birth of the Super You. It's about creating a super version of you. The subtitle is around handling stress and being good in a stress-fueled world. So if you want to be a super version of you, pick up my book, guys, Birth of the Super You. It's a very short read. It's inspirational, not because I wrote it, because I'm a person on a mission to change lives one person at a time. So, you know, you're not born to be average. Tell your listeners, you are not born to be average. They are born to be absolutely super, and that's what my mission is creating superhumans.
Well, I want to wrap this up by saying that's what it says in the Bible. God wants us all to be the best version of ourselves that we possibly can. Too many of us fall short, unfortunately, in that area, but it seems to me like your book and perhaps some other products you may have may make it happen. Jacob, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.